Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Today I want to talk about Awk, which is a scripting language for manipulating data in files. Now today we often see that people are using spreadsheets for holding all kinds of information, and they're trying to process that data inside of the spreadsheet, and they might have multiple worksheets open, and there's lots of stuff going on. And I think people have generally forgotten, or maybe they didn't even know about the power of Awk and how it can automate a lot of tasks for you. So Awk basically reads in data from a file. It can be space separated, it can be comma separated, it can be tab separated, and it processes that data and you can manipulate it and then output something else. So if you're the kind of person that manipulates data for your job or even for fun, then I think you'll find this interesting. So if you want to find out more, please, let me explain. So what we're going to do is we're going over to the command line, and I'm basically going to show you practical examples of working with Awk, and these will be kind of a stepping stone to just teach you the fundamentals of how it works. So let's go straight to the command line. Okay, so here we are on the Linux command line. Now, I've got a text file here called lsuserbin.txt. It's basically a list of all of the binary files that you find in /bin, and then the number of bytes that file is. It's the size of the file. And this is quite a long file. And in fact, if we do a word count minus L on that file, you can see there are 664 different lines there, each describing one file and its size. Now, Awk takes in a scripting language as a program so that you can process files exactly like this. And the simplest program is just to print out the file. So that's what we're going to do first of all. So you start with Awk, single quotes to specify this is the program you're doing. All actions in Awk start inside of a curly bracket, curly braces, and we'll talk more about why that is in a minute, because there's other parts to the syntax that we can put outside these curly brackets. So that's it, you just say print, and then we'll use our file that we're going to look at. So if we run that now, it will basically just print out the file. And that's what it did. So there you go. Very quickly, it just printed out every single line of that file. Now, just to introduce you to a thing, the way Awk works is it treats each word as a field separated by a space by default. You can change that if we were dealing with, for example, comma-separated files. But to access each field, you use the dollar and then the field number. And actually, $0 is the whole line. So we're going to run this program again. And in fact, it will do exactly the same thing because it's $0, which is every single line. But if I just do $1, then we'll only see the binary name come out. There we go. You notice there are no numbers now on the right-hand side of that. And if I do $2, we'll just get the file sizes. So there you go. So it works by processing a line of text and then splitting up into fields, and then you can do things with those different fields. Now, I said earlier on, for example, that let's change this to 1 if I want to print out the name, that you can do things outside of the brackets. What you can do outside of the brackets is pattern matching. So for example, if we do this, so notice how I've got the /GCC/. So this, the forward slash says this is the beginning of a regular expression, and then the end of it is where the other slash is, and then print is the action. So what it will do is whenever it matches the word GCC, it will print out the name of that file. And if you want to know more about regular expressions, I have a video on this channel about grep and regular expressions. But now if we do this, we just see the files with GCC. That's much shorter, just four lines there. And just like all regular expressions, you can apply different things to it. For example, the up arrow here thing is for the beginning of a line. So we can say any line that begins in a W, print that out. And there we can see those lines there that just start with a W. And we could go on doing this all kinds of different things we could look at just by matching it on, you know, different letters. So if we want to see anything that begins with WS, then we just get those ones. So any regular expression you can put in there, we could do anything that, let's see, anything that has the word, let's just put the word path in there. Then you can just see those. So anything that matches that regular expression will then get printed out. And equally, we could print out the file size and the file name. And we could do that by saying comma $2. So we're actually getting both of those printed out, but now as individual fields rather than just printing out the whole word. Now, what's interesting is that these, Awk is clever enough to know that some of these are numbers. So for example, I could say, well, let's divide this by 1024. So at the moment, this is being given to me in bytes. If we look here, this is in bytes. And let's say I wanted to divide it in 1024 to get it in K, in kilobytes. So I'm actually saying print out 2, but divide it by 1024. So now we're starting to do some processing on the file. And as you see now, when we print that out, it says 30.4688, 34.1. So we know those are the sizes in K. In fact, we could add on here at the end, just in quotes, the word letter K, and then we go, there we've got a nice K number. So you can actually do lots of different things in terms of actually starting to process these files. And you can actually match on multiple things. So for example, we could say here, everything in path and, so you do 2 ampersand signs. I wanna check $2, so that's the size field, and make sure that it's greater than, so what should we say, greater than 15,000 bytes, okay? So that will now print out exactly the same thing, but some of those files won't be matched. So there we go, we can see that 3 of them have been printed out because they are greater than 15,000 bytes, okay? Now, before we go on further with Orc, I just want to mention this deal here that you can get at the moment, a machine learning and data science training bundle. Now, there are 8 different courses, over 48 hours of content, and it's going to cover things like TensorFlow, and it covers Python, and it covers, what's this one, regression, analysis, statistics, and machine learning. There's also more down here you can see to do with R, bootcamp in R. Then there's machine learning and deep learning in R. So really quite a lot of stuff here. If this kind of stuff interests you, data manipulation, data learning, data science, big data, any of those things, this looks like a pretty good deal. And this is an affiliate link, which means if you do buy this course, you also help out this channel. But more importantly, you get to increase your knowledge. Now, as you can see, these programs are getting a little bit more complicated. It's not just a case of print something out. We've got regular expressions and we're checking field values and things. So we can actually put this all into a script and then say to Orc, please run this script. So let's write a little program called, let's call it path 15K, because that's what we're looking at. Anything with the word path in it that's greater than 15K, and we can call it AWK Orc. And before we go into it, let's just cut and paste this part of the text here so that we've got it available to us in our program. Okay, so nano, and then now we're going to do is just paste that in there. Now you can get rid of the single quote at the beginning of the end. And so there's one line of this program that basically says when you match path and the 2 is greater than 15,000, 15K, then print out the name and do that K conversion there. Simple as that. So we can save that. And now here we do orc minus F to tell it the name of the file, and then the file we're going to run it on, ls user bin. And it does exactly the same thing, but now our command line is a lot simpler, but we're running an actual Orc script. Once you get into Orc script, you can actually find out you can do lots of interesting things. So for example, if we go back into our little program here and we add another line. So let's say we look for everything that begins with the letter A and is greater than 25K. Print that out as well. So we're just adding in a second line with a second set of matches and then a second set of things that we want it to do. And so we can just save that and we can run that now the same. And now we also get things that begin with the letter A that are greater than, 25K. And we get the other ones that have the word path in them that are greater than 15K. And they're all listed there now and they're matched each line of that file that we're going through. Now, if you look at this, you can see that the K sizes are pretty, you know, three digits here. You know, it's 42.156, you know, for example, for that one there, 38.0895. So these are all pretty, you know, it's not very human readable. So in fact, let's just change this now to make it more human readable. So we'll go back into this file. Now, first of all, we're gonna get rid of that line. We're not gonna do that again. Now, I actually know that there are some interesting files that begin with the word W because I want to just show something about rounding up numbers. Now, in Orc, there are actual functions. There is a function called int, which basically truncates a floating point number and turns it into just a normal integer. So if this was 42 point something, it will just say 42. So we can now run this program, okay, and see now, and now we can see it just says 18K, 32K, 22K, 13K, much, much nicer, much more human readable, which is great. However, if we just modify the program again and just change this slightly to actually print out the real byte value, divided by 1024, and then print out the rounded one. Let's just see here what happens. What I want to show is there are some of these here that are, it's definitely truncating. Here's a good example. It's 46.9766, and that gets truncated to 46. Really, that should be 47. This should really say 47K if we wanted a proper approximation of what, you know, this is just a truncation, just drops off that decimal point. So it would be good if we could do something clever so that we get a better representation of these numbers. And this is a great way to introduce the idea of a function. Now, inside of awk, you can define a function. We're going to write a function called round. So this is us writing a function, and we're going to pass in a parameter called n, which is the size. And there's a quick trick you can do in math to round something up. You can say n is equal to n plus 0.5, so we add half to it and then we truncate it. Okay, so we're saying n is equal to the truncated version of n, and then we can return it. So that's the number that we're returning. How does that work? Well, if it was 42.1, if you add half onto it, you get 42.6. So when you truncate that, you still get 42. But if it was 46.9 and you add half, and that goes over into 47.4 or whatever, when you truncate that, you now get 47. So it's a great trick to actually get the truncation to work in the right way, and also shows us how we can write a function. So the function takes in n, the number we pass in, it adds 0.5 to it, it then truncates it, and then it returns it. So now we can call the function here inside of the action part, and rather than calling int to truncate it, we can call round $2, and of course we're dividing it by 1024 to turn it from bytes into k, and it's now going to round up that number to a better one. So now if we run that, what do we get? Here we go. So if we look at this one here, 46.9766 is actually now 47. So we've written a function and we've done some truncation. So that shows you now that with the power of awk, you can write programs that can parse all kinds of lists and logs and comma-separated files and whatever data that you've got, line by line, and it can actually start to process it and run function on it, actually start to do things on it. So let's have another quick example of what you can do with that. I have another file here called numbers, which is just basically, what is that, six numbers I've just typed in there, 3, 7, 12, 15, 16, and 31. Well, now what we can do is we can write a program that's going to read in each line and then print out all the numbers up to the number that it read in. And we're going to call this loop. So what we're going to do is we write a function called, well, let's just call it print list, and we're going to pass in the number, which is the number we're going to read in from the line. And then we're going to do a for loop. Now, for loop is very much like the for loops in C. Basically, you start with the initialization situation. So we're going to say I, set I to 1. That's a counter. Then you have the expression. You test it. When does this thing stop? And we're going to say stop or keep going while it's less than or equal to n, and stop when it's greater than n. And then finally, you have an iteration function, something that happens every loop, and in this case it adds 1. So it starts at 1, keeps going till while I is less than n or equal to n, and then each time it adds 1 onto n. So that's the basic for loop, and that's the same in C and other similar languages. And then all we're going to do is we're going to say print, but now we're going to use printf, which is kind of borrowed from the C programming language. %d means give me an integer, and we're just going to print out the integer I. Okay, so that's from printf, print formatted. %d says print out a number. Okay, it's a special format you put in here, a special number that's going to, an integer, and in this case it's going to be I. And then all we do in the actual code for the action part, we call print list. Remember, we're in curly brackets here now. And we're going to say $1. Now, $1 is going to be the first field, so it was 3, 7, and all those other numbers that I put in there. So every time it reads a line, it's going to call print list, and it's going to call it with the number, the field that gets passed in. Now, one other thing we want to put in here to tidy up the output is after it's printed the list, we want to print a blank line. So again, we can use printf, which is borrowed from C. Backslash n means a new line, and that's it. So after it's printed out 1, 2, 3, for example, for the first line, print a blank line, and then every line, it will be nicely formatted on the screen. So now we can save that and we can run it. So how do we do that? Awk minus f loop, and we're running it on the file called numbers.txt. And there you go, 1 to 3, 1 to 7, 1 to 12, 1 to 15, 1 to 16, and 1 to 31, which are the numbers that I had there in that file. And it knew to do those numbers because it read each one from the file. So imagine now if you want to write programs that takes data from a file And then you want to do things with that data. You want to, you know, create reports. You want to do multiplications. You want to add things up. You want to work out averages. You want to do whatever it is you want to do with those numbers. You can do it here by reading in each number and then producing a result using the Orc programming language. Okay, so there you have a gentle introduction to Orc. There are lots of things I haven't covered. This is only an introduction. Most importantly, I haven't talked about the begin and end keywords. They're special patterns that match before a file is processed and after a file is processed. And there's loads more you can do with Orc. For example, you can output that data and maybe feed it into, pipe it into another program for plotting graphs, for example, something a lot of people do if they're working inside a spreadsheet. In fact, Orc is so powerful, you can even write small interpreters, language interpreters, or even compilers using Orc because it's so good at tokenizing the data so that you can actually process it and actually produce another language and so on and so on. So I really do kind of suggest you really get into Orc, and I hope this was a useful introduction to it. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, then stick around by subscribing to the channel. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.